Welcome to the Chat Flow, where we'll discuss various tools, ideas, and tips that can assist us during our awakening process. Why energetic bubble wrap is no longer necessary, and what we can do instead. Be aware of calling yourself an empath and feeling like you have to protect yourself from the outside world. A protective bubble now surrounds you and everything bounces off of you. In my eyes, that means that our interaction with the people and energies around us is purposely being blocked from our side, possibly leaving us totally disconnected from the world around us. And isn't that what we came here for? For years, the thought of a hermit in a cave tugged at the corners of a blanket of memories. Being so connected to above that the physical world here became unrelatable for the remainder of life. Feeling absolutely content to keep one's own company because no one else understood being more often connected than not. Hermit is kind of haunting to me, a memory hanging over my head like a fish on a pole teasing a cat. It would be kind of nice to keep my own company, letting go of awkward and misunderstood interactions, staying away from judgments and condemnations. I feel safer in my own company. Really though, did we really come here to be alone? Yeah, we might feel a lot, pick up on tons of unseen information, leaving us feeling like open wounds that constantly keep on getting bumped into until we learn to feel strong. Strong with our sensitivities. When we carry our version of self so strong and bright that all of the stuff we used to use protective bubbles for begin to automatically transform to a higher vibe, then we're doing exactly what we came to do. Fully interact with the worlds within and around us, becoming part of both and all worlds. If we are hermits wrapped in bubble wrap, we end up only interacting with ourselves. Yes, maybe highly connected to our world and friends above, but I truly believe and know personally that we need physical as well as emotional interactions with others. I also know that other people need interactions with us too. Like I've said on another blog post, we exchange information with each other, kind of like exchanging codes. All of the information from our experiences is available as energetic information. If we stay only to ourselves, the one who has already learned from those experiences, who else gets the chance to learn from them? Does it or should it only stop with us? At times, when we're freshly coming to terms that we are empaths or sensitives, we might go through an uncomfortable stage. So much energetic information feeling like it's coming into our field, not yet knowing how to let the info release in a transformative way. First off, we don't need to hold on to energetic information that was a part of another person's experience. Remember, you are strong. Far from weak. The The stuff around us is not out to get us or suck energy out of us. Sometimes, particularly if I have a close relationship with a person, I do still feel some form of uncomfortableness. But I found, though, if I'm able to find a way to communicate what I feel, it often brings the other person to acknowledge what they are feeling. Similar to reminding someone that they still have homework to do. Oh, thanks for the reminder. I almost forgot about that assignment. As soon as I'm finished with it, I can move on to the next one. When you're an empath or sensitive and you feel strong, imagine that your inner light is so beautiful, vibrant, strong, and full of so much love that others who cross your path are reminded of the same within them. Depending on where they are on their paths, this reminder may or may not occur instantly. Whichever way and whenever it does happen is always under the best circumstances and timing for their experiences. When someone crosses our path and is having or had a jacked up experience, try encountering them from a place of loving neutrality. This means that a taking on of another person's woes, emotional hardships, physical uncomfortableness ceases. It just doesn't happen anymore. You have done a lot of your own inner work and self-empowerment that your energetic field is beginning to vibe a bit higher. With that, any areas that you may in the past have had work to do on are now crystal clear. For example, there are no more leakages in your chakra system that look for someone else's energetic input to fill it up or temporarily help it feel better. You are that crystal clarity. If you used to feel like a place is haunted, heavy vibes in areas or from people, energetic sucker-uppers, for lack of, I don't want to use another well-known phrase, think about it. Why might they even exist? One reason might be that you are feeling and are aware of an energetic something that is ready to find a way to transform towards healing. Because your light is bright, you notice that that which also has a wish to come back to its own brightness. Remember, your light is bright, and if a transformative sentence or picture flows through your intuition, use it. Send it forwards to that person or that energy and let it be. Let it go. You don't need to hold on to it and carry it with you. Some sentences I've used in the assisting of transformations. Your family and loved ones are waiting for you. They are ready to assist you. You are now with God and you are deeply loved. You are free now. You are loved. You are forgiven and can now forgive yourself. Thank you for all that you have done. You are safe. You are surrounded by love. You are now with Papa Dios. You are with your family and the ones you love, and you are now being taken care of. You are surrounded and embraced by loving light. Now it is time to move on. You are now free to move on for your highest good. Maybe you won't hear a thanks or a thank you, but believe me, their true self is thanking you for being strong enough in being you, for being courageous enough to give a voice to something unseen and sharing it. When the experience is connected to something or someone who is not in a physical body or standing before you, you will probably still feel a sense of gratitude being sent to you. Gratitude is a far more soulfully nourishing vibe than energetic bubble wrap. Thank you for coming out of the cave. You can find me on Instagram under Flow Mami Reiki or on Facebook, where you can join the Flow Tribe, where we'll discuss all kinds of energetic topics. And if you're interested in learning Reiki yourself, check out my website at www.flowmamireiki.com. And you'll find Learn Reiki 1 online. It's ready. Peace out and much love. And until the next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.